A nation with no taxes. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Lakota Indians used to roam parts of five states, North and South Dakota, Nebraska, Wyoming, and Montana. Their leaders included Sitting Bull and Crazy Horse. Today, men on the reservation live to an average age of 44. Alcoholism, 80%. Unemployment, 85%. Poverty, 97%. In other words, at a time when we're debating how best to keep the third world from sneaking into the U.S., we are harboring a third world country of our own. And now, they want out. Representatives of the Lakota Sioux Indians were in Washington, D.C. this week to declare that they are withdrawing from all treaties signed with the U.S. and are now completely independent. They've also declared that their ancestral lands in those five states have been illegally homesteaded, and that if the U.S. doesn't enter into immediate diplomatic negotiations, they will file liens against real estate transactions in all five states. However, they have an offer. People who find themselves living in the new independent Lakota Nation could renounce their U.S. citizenship and become Lakotans. And why would anybody do that? Because, according to the news release, the Lakota Nation will not charge taxes. It will be tax-free. Now, this may be no more than a wild dream, but it occurs to me that this is exactly what a lot of Americans have wanted for years, to be out from under the thumb of federal taxation. And the Lakotans have big plans, such as energy independence, using solar, wind, geothermal, sugar beets, a tax-free ecotopia. If they can actually deliver, they may have to put up a fence to keep the first world out. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.